We're back.
What the hell? I know. It's not, I get it now. It's just because it's always something different. So therefore, I'm always surprised because it's not like this is planned. So as they're listening to this and they're like, what the fuck? I am also listening to this and I'm like, what the fuck?
I felt like you were a little disappointed that I was just regular last week. When I just said, hey guys, what? Welcome to Woken Ratchet.
No, you, I was you fucking were just kinda, elated.
No, but you, inside, I saw the sadness in your eye. Mm-hmm. You were just like, well, really? Is that it? And no. So I'm nothing. But I don't want to disappoint because, you, friend.
No, friend,
listen to me.
No, listen to me, friend.
No, friend, no, no. Listen Mm-mm. to me. Mm-mm. I don't want to disappoint you. I just want to make you happy.
Listen, Linda.
No. Listen. Friend, listen. I heard what your eyes listen. Said.
No, I heard
what your eyes said.
No, you did not.
I did. Your eyes said.
No, because you know what happened?
Is that it?
No, hold on. No, because you started us off nice and mellow that I didn't say anything off the wall about sucking dick or wanting to be fucked or any of those random things that I say before we end the show. Like, that was like a good intro, good ending.
But then what do our people come here for?
You got a point.
And the topic last week, I think...
Warranted.
That's the word I was looking for. I was like, wanted it. This ain't it. So many words. I were like, those are not the words you're looking for. Last week's episode warranted a milder version approach. Of us. Exactly. It did. Okay. With you in words. Me in words today. Yeah. Gobbledygook.
This is just today now.
Yes. I also ate before we recorded.
I'm also eating while we record it.
So I'm not gonna lie, I ate those quesadillas so fast. That's probably why my stomach is like a lot of cheese at one time. No, excuse me. But I ate, so I have a little bit more energy. Last week when we recorded, I was hungry and really just thinking about how I wanted to eat.
So I am literally over here living off of naps, okay? So it's been a weekend, so okay. I'm trying to give you the best that I've got.
Giving you the best that I got, baby. Shout out to Anita Baker. Okay.
Yes.
Friend of the podcast.
Friend of the show, Anita Baker.
Friend of the show, Anita Baker. Shout out. Like, what, y'all? I'm sure if Anita Baker knew about Woken Ratchet, she would listen to it. Why not?
I'm sure.
Why not? Thank you, Auntie Anita, for your support. We thank you so much.
Oh, shit.
So you're in recovery, so I'm guessing you've had a good week, at least a good weekend.
I've had a good week and a good weekend.
Okay.
And I have to belch, but we're recording. It's okay. I've done it a few times.
I got it. My head. That's why I said that random excuse me. Because I'm just like, whew, I'm Belchie McGee over here.
Yes. But no, it was a good week. So this was supposed to be like a week for me at work of half day in the field, half day in the office.
Right.
Like,
because this is the second week, right?
Yeah. But okay. It turned into me being in the field because they were having issues getting my logins and stuff working. So I was just working.
Okay.
And then so Friday, they finally got it all in and I had to like put everything into my cases and stuff like that for the week. But it's been fun. I am enjoying driving someone else's vehicle.
Yes.
5 days a week. I got in dance on Friday and I felt like,
So do you have to like leave your car there and then you drive the work car all week or?
No, I leave my car at home.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to give them that car back though before you are finished?
No.
Oh,
that
you just
car
keep
comes home with me too.
Oh, okay. Boom. Double the trouble.
You know, when I say Dez don't move, like she don't move. Like she be there until the end of the day on Friday if I got something to do. And yeah, so no.
So did you name your work car?
I haven't yet. Okay. I haven't. I've been trying to, we're getting to know each other. Okay. We're getting acquainted with one another. And so therefore she does not have a name yet. I do feel that she's a she. That's the vibe that I'm getting.
Okay.
But yeah, she does not have a name.
I kind of like, do people name them boy names?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Like even when I think of like ships and stuff, they're always named, you know, you don't get on SS.
Lady.
Yeah. You don't get on SS Leroy.
No, you get on the SS Laura.
Yeah, it's always a girl name. So
I wonder why that is.
Or something that sounds unisex.
Because women drive the world.
Period. Hey, you better preach on this day. You're so stupid.
But what's going on in your world? Because that's it. Mine just, I had a drunken weekend. I did. It was fun, though. Yeah. I had a staycation.
Okay, staycation.
Yeah, so we did a staycation. It was supposed to initially be in Sugar Land. Something happened with that Airbnb, but we ended up at this fucking gorgeous house, actually down the street from your old place in the Energy Corridor.
Oh, really?
And it was a black guy that owns it.
When they have some nice places, especially like right, I can't think of the street to save my life.
This one was off of
Ellington?
No.
Because they have some beautiful homes over there.
No, I got off on Kingwood. So it was like really close, like literally really close. Cause I went to that, the HEB on Westheimer and the Dollar Tree right across the street from your other apartments, like literally down the street.
Okay.
So this house is, and so how we ended up getting it is that he hasn't fully finished it yet. Like he's still working on it. Mm-hmm. But because what happened with the other house, the guy, they happen to know each other, whatever. Mm-hmm. But when he finishes it,
it'll be nice.
Bitch, we definitely ain't gonna be able to afford that hoe. Like he has a pool, it's heated. Ooh. A sauna.
Okay, sauna.
Yes. The rooms are huge. So we had one room right off of the patio. And that room is like fucking huge with its own, like, so kind of like the master suite, because that's the only room that only has one bed in it. Mm-hmm. And then the rooms, he's putting a game room upstairs. Fuck, that's what we forgot to do.
Is he doing pictures. It just for Airbnb?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there's a room that has, well, each of the bedrooms upstairs have two beds in them, like two full queen, whatever. But the beds, he got the good beds. So the ones in a big room have the ones where the bed looks like it's like sitting around the couch, like the whole thing is like mm-hmm. pushed all the way around. Mm-hmm. Yes, so those are in that room, and then the other room has the big they all have like the big ass headboards. I should have taken pictures, but we did it a no phone weekend. We went out last night, you know, some highfalutin shit, and had dinner at 5115. It was nice, it was cute. I did not like my crab cake, and you know, I'm a crab cake lover. But I did not enjoy my crab cake. But them Brussels sprouts.
Man, I like, I've just come to find out that I like restaurant Brussels sprouts better than when I make them. But I like Brussels sprouts. I mean, and I love Brussels sprouts. But yes. I feel like I love restaurant Brussels sprouts.
Yes. And they didn't roast them like they do at most places. Mm-hmm. They pan seared them with the bacon. Mm. And it was a shredded Brussels sprouts, bitch.
Let me tell you. But if you want something quick at home, pan sear or pan fry your Brussels sprouts with bacon and add some everything bagel seasoning. Change your life. Change your whole life. Mm, I don't so make good. Them as much because Mikey don't eat
Brussels sprouts. I mean, losing.
He will if I make them, but like in terms of like, you know, when you make that second plate, he will not put the Brussels sprouts on his plate. But if I put it on there, he'll eat it. Because, like, I'd be like, you got to eat something green. I'd be like a mama. I try not to be so mama, but you can't really help it. Because you got to eat your vegetables, sir. Also, because I'm eating them because I got to eat my vegetables. Because I would rather just eat the steak only. But
oh, and see, I be wanting the vegetables over the meats.
I don't.
Cause
give me the meat.
You know I like that meat, though.
I say, we know how much you love meat. So that's a...
I ain't getting no meat lately, though.
Where the meat at? Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
I don't know.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Why is there always a story with you? Why from week to week, though?
I don't know.
Why? How How, Sway? How? It's been a week. That's it. 1 week.
No, last week. What happened last week?
You be saying like no, but then you also be talking about sexcapades. So let me say,
I fired this motherfucker.
You fired Lobster Mac?
Oh, no. Okay. Lobster Mac is going through his own life experiences. And I am just in the space of it is what the fuck it is. But no, it's not Lobster Mac. So I have been going on dates with this little baby for... We had just been going on dates and he would like stay over, but he would not like nothing was happening. Like he was just in my bed. It's a fixture in my bed. Not even like me, like koala cuddling like I normally do when somebody's in my bed.
Not koala cuddling.
You know, I'd be attached.
Where you be wrapped your whole, all your
limbs. So like, no, like he was just there. And so I give him some one morning and I was, because he was there and I woke up and I was like, well, I guess it might be a little rude if I just did it myself and he was laying here. So here, let me use you.
Oh, God.
And it was okay. I mean, it's, I can't say it's okay as condom sex can be because I have great condom sex. But it was just okay. So once, it happened once. Since then, like, we, you know, we still had gone out on a couple of days. We went go-kart and some other shit. So he, like, been really trying to see me. Well, I'll really be trying to get some sleep and really be trying not to be bothered. So I let him come over, but I was fucking tired.
Oh, someone who, like, begged you to come over?
Yes, and then he got upset because I ain't give him none. So he was, like, literally in my bed. Like, I'm in the bed. He's like, oh, well, am I supposed to? I was like, I'm in the bed. Like, are you going to lay down or what? And then so he was like, oh, so you're really about to go to sleep? I was like, yeah, like, the fuck?
I thought I explained this to you.
Right. He was like, so, well, I'm just going to go. I got the fuck up. I locked my fucking door. I got back in my bed. And was comfortable. So then he sends me this long text like, I'm not no sucker. You be trying to play me like I'm. I said, boy, you just left my house because you was mad that you didn't get none. Blizzard.
Yeah, because
I'm
if
about
you...
to blizzard.
So stupid. Because you still want to spend time with me, then lay here and spend time. But
exactly.
Like,
I'm not.
You mad because you call him, you think I'm playing you as a sucker because I wouldn't let you fuck? Boy, bye.
Like, you only got it because you were there. Like, honestly, it would have been a morning that I just did it myself. Like, that's always an option for me. Like, even after sex is still an option for me.
That's a whole thing. I've been trying to, I've had a conversation about how, I mean, I know we've had a masturbation episode, but how it's different from sex.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is not the same thing. It's not the same.
No.
And you can do one before the other or one after. It doesn't have the same effect, at least for me. I'm like, especially because when I, like, when I'm masturbating, I tend to not insert anything.
At all.
So it's different. So it's just like when we're having sex, I'm like, that's a different sensation. It's a different level of satisfaction and gratification. Same. And why men don't understand that, I'm like, same as if like you were having
jerking
sex
off with your hand.
Yeah. And how you still want sex and it's different. But it's the same as like if we're having sex and you also still try to touch me there. Because it's different sensations.
Like,
it's just different.
It is. And at this point, I just feel like I just be pulling out the toy now. Like, it's no slight at you, but like, yes, I did all of the things. Like, yes, I did come. It happened, yeah. But also I want this one too.
Yeah, it's not about you. It's not.
No, and you can actually help me out. I will give you the toy and let you, like, you can still be part of the process. Like, again, it's no slight to you. I just want this now.
It's about 100%. It's 100% about me being pleased.
Yes, yeah,
that's what this show. As in life, that's what all
I mean.
About. It's
but
just about
also,
me
yes.
being happy. Yeah, that's it. That's fun.
Yeah, so let us know.
Still working remotely and at home. I am so tired. I am so in such desperate need of a vacation. I can't even explain. I'm like, how do we get to 10 months and I have not left this city? I haven't left the country. But I got something planned, so it's okay. I'm gonna leave the country for my birthday.
Because I'm going to Mexico like everybody else.
Yeah, where else am I gonna go? Can't go nowhere.
Nowhere.
Can't go nowhere else. I don't even think you can go to Canada right now. I mean, you can go places, but you have to be quarantined for two weeks. And a lot of these places are actually checking, like, or they have places where you will quarantine. Like, you're gonna go here.
Yeah, they actually have one in New York. If you are coming to Manhattan from Brooklyn or Queens, you have to quarantine for 14 days.
That's crazy.
Like, in the same little spot, like, that's literally.
Yeah. And you're supposed to get be, because I know one of my best friends, she's gone to New York because her boyfriend lives there. And she's gone and not, like, quarantine, but they call you to, like, make sure, like, are you where you're supposed to be? And And I think some places are like, you have to, like, make separate. You can't, like, you could, they're not gonna let you do, like, a round trip ticket and all this other craziness. Which I don't know. I don't know. I don't even want to get into Rona talk. But I just really want to travel. So I have been starting to plan for that trip. I bought us matching tracksuits.
And shoes. Six Flags After Prom is going on.
I mean, it's not airbrush shirts, but I asked if we could dress alike. So I saw all these cute outfits we could dress alike. But I decided to be nice and keep it simple and only make us have to dress alike for the flight there. And it's like black tracksuits. And then I got us some all red Adidas. Super cute. I can't wait. I'm excited. I'm really excited. I feel like I'm throwing all this couple energy into this trip. And I'm excited about it.
Gonna come back with a Mexican baby with your Blackskin man.
I am not coming back with a baby.
I'll be a baby in there. I'm gonna be like, oh my God, friend, it's a baby. You're gonna have a baby.
It'll be a baby at your damn doorstep then. Okay, because I'm not ready.
I'm not keeping my own children. You know, I'm sending them off to be raised.
You gotta keep your own, but you're gonna keep this one.
No, I'm sending my children to be raised by my best friends. So
come on, little baby. It's time to go to TT's house. Mm-mm. And go to TT Andy's house. She'll Mm-mm. take good care of you. I'll see you when you're five.
Daddy is not doing it.
Savage. I'm gonna do a ding dong ditch. Hold on, excuse to me, this ma'am. Baby.
You left your child.
No, I'm gonna be at home and I'm gonna wait, go home, and be like, hey, step outside.
Man, who calling the people on you? I'm not the people no more.
Oh man, no!
Forget I ain't the people no
man,
more.
Man, you hold that baby, okay? You be a good Samaritan. You know that's my baby. Don't call the people on me.
Don't call the people.
Now I got to be in the system. Now I really ain't gonna have no damn baby. You know what? This might not be a bad idea.
Call your mama and be like, you know that grandchild that you kept
asking for? No, for she come down here. Mm-hmm. No, yeah. She come down here looking for it.
Yep. I'm like, remember that grandchild that you asked for? It's here. You didn't know? I know you didn't know because your daughter's a crazy person. But the look, it's literally here, like right now at my home.
No.
If you like, I can, you don't even have to fly. I can get on a plane and bring said child to you.
Shut up. Well, we're not having a baby right now. I'm working on getting my body back in control. I lost 6 pounds this week, so I'm on that journey. I'm so close to being out of the 200s. I'm literally 200.6 pounds, and I'm annoyed because why couldn't it just be, I said, Lord, it could have been 199.9. why did it have to be 200.6? But that's okay,
because did you know that when you gain weight like quickly, that like the stretch marks are, so basically what happened is that my thighs, my stretch marks are like red, like bruised red. Like, yes.
As she sips a Dr. Pepper.
I mean, the fuck? I'm just trying to figure like why these things happen. Like,
it's
fix your fucking face.
But bitch, it's not complicated.
Like, why? No,
it's
no,
not even kind it of complicated. Is.
Like, why? Why do they have to leave these marks? Like, those are ugly. Like, they're literally, I look like I got bruised. Like, somebody literally just punched my thighs.
Let me tell you. You don't care. But I'll stop you before I have to take you to doctor now. I'll stop you before we get to that point.
So. Okay.
You just keep eating your little heart out until I be like, hey, friend. Hey, if we ever get to the point where you weigh more than me, that's going to be when you know, like, well, you know what? Maybe right now I should stop. I should slow down.
I should not do that no more.
I should slow down a little bit. So, yeah, that's what's been going on in my world. I'm kind of really tired of work right now. I'm really trying to get into my working on myself stuff and less. I'm working on work stuff, too, but I'm just kind of maybe like just tired of work. I mean, I'm grateful and all that jazz. Also, just kind of tired of it.
Understandably so.
So that's what I got going on. Oh my God, so belchy still.
I know.
Also, I forgot. So I did have my solo podcast and I stopped doing it for a minute. And then Boo and I decided to do a podcast together. And so we did like the trailer and stuff for that.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually recorded our first episode today, which is actually how I ended up getting dressed. Because he wants to definitely do video. So that's why I'm dressed today. But these eyelashes are coming right off after we finish. So I can go work out.
I mean, well, I appreciate you, you know, staying dressed for me or whatever. Because yeah. I told you, I just said.
You said we were supposed to get dressed today. That was the whole thing.
We were. I didn't realize that I was still going to be living off of. When I say like literally a nap, like a nap. It was at least 5 a.m. when I got into bed. I don't even know if these people ever really went to sleep. Like, I don't think downstairs people actually slept because I was doing stuff. And then, yeah, I don't know. Because I was up at 10:30 and I was like, yeah, let me gather myself, do some cleaning, and get on and up out of here. They were still dead. So, you know.
I don't know. Sometimes I'd be like, do I want to try to do that again? And I'd just be like, yawn. Oh, it's 8:45, so I'm good.
Yeah, no. So Friday, I got fucked up. Friday, I drank. Like, I legit drank. Like, yeah, I was drunk. Last night, I didn't drink as much because I feel like I needed to be able to function today and to be able to wind down. So, like, mm-hmm. when we're done, I'm going to cook dinner, get that going. I'm going to actually soak in the bath, put some bubbles and some Epsom salt because, again, I'm old. And then, you know, take my after bath shower and do drugs and relax.
I found a Epsom salt sport. It's life-changing.
Oh.
So put that into the old lady bag. Epsom salt sport.
Oh.
Bitch.
It's like extra strength Epsom salt.
It goes in. I was like, oh, are you releasing the muscles in my kidneys? Thank you. This feels great.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Man, it literally, like, you could feel
the tension just release.
It's so great.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Yes,
it's sport. I think they're, like, heavier crystals or something. But it's by the purple. Yeah.
Dr. Teals.
Uh-huh, Dr. Teals. I was about to say Dr. Tishner. So I knew that was wrong.
Yes,
Dr. Teals. It's by Dr. Teals. It's great. I would recommend. Not ghetto. 100%.
Oh, okay.
Recommend.
Okay.
Yes. Also, shout out to the after bath shower, which I don't understand how grown-ups just take baths and then get out and dry off.
I don't know.
I still need to shower. I need to actually. Yes. When I'm in the tub, even if I got the towel and I'm rubbing soap on me, I don't feel clean. I need to get up and run water off of my body.
Yes. Like, it's just, it only makes sense.
Yeah.
I just like, it only makes sense. Like,
I'm like, bats are for babies. They're not.
Because they don't do nothing.
Yeah. The only time I think I might take a bath and not shower, and this is theoretical because I've never actually done it, is if I showered in the morning and then sat in the cool house and did nothing all day and then wanted to take a bath. I might just take the bath. And
it's still something about it. And for me, it's because my baths be so hot that I sweat. So I'm already sweating in the bath that I need to take a shower.
At least
I
wash my face. At the bath is
just to relax.
It is. I did. And I came home one day and he had sent me out a bath. I was like, you are just precious. I will keep you. You're just so precious. Although when I tell you it was scalding hot, because our water doesn't, like, the tub is too big, so it doesn't fill up fast enough. So I usually like boil water. Like, I heat water up too. But I guess he heated up too much of it. You only need like 2 pots of heated up water. And I did heat it more than that. It was so fucking hot. I had to put an entire bag of ice. And like drain some and run regular water in it, but an entire bag of ice so that I could keep the skin on my body.
Lord.
But I appreciate the thought.
It was an effort.
It really was. And it was totally appreciated. Sans any adjustments I had to make. So I'm looking forward to this week because it's the last week of September. We are fully into fall, although we're in Houston, we're on summer too. We had a preview of fall, which is so funny because I was like, ooh, it's chilly. And I put my hoodie on the other day and it was 77 degrees. Lauren was like, I won't hang up on you. So I was it's chilly. What is it? 77 degrees. But it still was chilly.
For Houston.
It really was. Now that it's back in the upper 80s, low 90s, I'm like, oh. Summer too. We back in it.
Yeah, back.
It's so funny. I go to the store and I see all these fall clothes and I'm like, who are these things for?
I literally just
said that. Who are these for? And where are the shorts? I need shorts.
I said, I'm looking at stuff for Halloween and Thanksgiving, but the weather tells me Labor Day and Memorial Day.
Exactly. Legitimately, I was looking for clothes even for him. I was trying to find like the last minute, like the summer clearance stuff. And I understand what time of year it is, but I just feel like when you live in a place like Houston, that they should keep the summer stuff out longer because it is still hot. I could buy a sweater, but where am I going in it? I mean, granted, they keep the air conditioning on cold in my office, so it would not go to waste, but also for real. So, yeah, I've been thinking that's so funny. I'm like, this is part of why I shop online.
Absolutely. I mean, number one, you can't try on stuff in these stores anyway, so it don't matter. Because
Corona.
So you better hope you got somewhere that got a return or exchange policy, because don't be like me and get stuck with clothes that you bought over quarantine and now they don't fit. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Why are you looking at me crazy?
Because I was trying to figure out what the hell you were doing over there.
Nothing. I'm listening to you talk about it. I mean, no. I'm living the life.
Whatever.
I'm out here.
No.
Trying to get into shape.
No.
What? I am trying to get into shape. I'm trying to get rid of the straight shape I'm in, which is round.
Round is a shape.
Yeah, but I don't want to be just trying to.
So you want to be a shapeshifter?
Okay, shapeshifter. Exactly. Exactly. Okay. I want to be a shapeshifter. I just really wanted to fit into the clothes that I have already purchased for my trip, and the clothes that I purchased last birthday trip that I never got to wear. Currently, 30% of them fit. I'm lying. I'll take that back. 40% of them fit. 30% fit well.
I will say what fits comfortably.
Yeah. And so that means we got like 70% of my clothes that they don't, either something that doesn't zip, it's just like, well, no, girl. If you can't pull this part down, then
that doesn't work. Even my Spanx are too small.
Whew, I haven't worn Spanx in a minute.
Oh, no, I needed to with that dress last night.
I keep putting on the same flowy dress every time we go out somewhere. I do want to have like a girl's time. I love my man, but.
Well, I need to figure out what I'm doing for my birthday as we're talking about
you
that.
Do. You do. Know, you're usually on top of... Wait. We 3 weeks out, homie. You usually...
I know. I know.
What's going on? Do we need to talk? You're usually...
Listen.
We're usually like...
Okay. We had a plan. We you're don't usually need to like turn this into... You usually don't like need to me. Turn this into a mental health episode.
You're usually like me, and it's like, all right, 7 months out, and here we go, guys.
Right. That's me. I mean,
we're on the same page like that.
Typically, I did. I had a plan. And then I realized that, number one, I was leaving my other job because I fucking hated it.
Right.
It's not that I hated it. I hated them. I did. Like, right. I loved that. I loved the clients.
What you did, right.
Yeah, I loved what I did. Just hated them. And then fucking Corona. And then, like, I feel like all these men keep asking, like, what are you doing for your birthday? And I feel like, what are you paying for my birthday? Even though I do have someone that, actually, just a gracious friend that was like, here. No, like legit, strictly platonic.
Okay.
Like, hey, you know, we talked while, you know, I was dealing with Corona and stuff. They work in healthcare and was like, you know what? Like, you was a trooper. Like, I just want to, you know, give you something for your birthday. I feel like, oh, look, okay. See, Jesus is always in the blessing business. but as far as plans... I think what I was kind of thinking was that I wanted to do like a lingerie sleepover and call it like a pink panties party.
That's cute.
And just do like a lingerie sleepover.
like my birthday, but then
snowed out.
I was so sad. I was like, how can my nakedest friend not come? That snow was crazy that night. That was crazy. That snow was crazy that day.
Yes.
That sounds fun though.
Yeah, so I think I want to do that. That's kind of what I'm feeling right now. So
all ladies or co-ed?
All ladies. No co-ed. No. Just no. Oh, on a brighter note, okay. I know this is going to seem random. Almost halfway through Across the Pines, 10-year Across the Pine, almost at the halfway point.
Okay.
So that's a bright spot, you know?
Okay.
I know.
We still dealing with him?
It's still a thing. It's complicated, but okay.
Okay, listen, Facebook status. Look, okay, you know this, but in case of people, I'm the friend that's like, you know, friends will just be like, whatever you like, I'll be there for you. I am not that friend, but she knows that, so it's okay. I'm just I love my friends and I want the best for you. And when I see people not giving you the best, I just be like, okay, girl.
What does the best look like for you?
Huh? It's not for me.
No. In that situation.
Saying bye-bye so he can come here or get his life together. I just don't like people who pull people in different directions. And of course, let's be clear. This is 100% me interpreting what he's saying, what's going on in his world from you. So I get when you play telephone how things work. But I think that any of the concerns you might have when you're dealing with someone long distance that are always there, were there. And I think he had a perception that those things wouldn't be as difficult, when in fact, not only are you very far apart, and again, pre-corona, then coronavirus hits, making it exceptionally difficult, but also considering his line of work and the amount of interaction you would be able to have, period, just was like and I think that he was so like, this will be fine. And then it wasn't. And when I see you trying to make like concessions to be like, no, you know, it'll be like, we can make this work. And then I hate when I see people realize that thing that, you know, like from the beginning, they should have considered, like, man, this is harder than I would have imagined. And it's like, no shit, Sherlock. And
so, but at what point, what am I doing? Like, I'm still dating.
I'm not saying you're single. Not.
Like, I'm single. We're two single people.
Okay.
We are.
Okay.
That situation is just a little murky. As far as, I mean, there's no obligations of, like, being with one another. We're just in each other's lives right now.
Yeah.
Across the other side of the world through Corona.
Which is not going nowhere no time soon.
Nope.
So that's going to make
long as my mama get here for Christmas. That's all
the travel stuff that much more difficult. I keep thinking about inviting my mom here for what's that thing called? Thanksgiving.
This was the thing called.
Okay.
You know that Thursday with the food.
I thought about it. I'm still thinking.
Oh, Lord. So, it would be her, my brother, and my granny. My grandma will leave earlier because she would go back to work, but they would stay to the after the new year.
Whew, definitely not keeping mama here that long.
I mean, also, they would have their own vehicle, and I would still be out here in these streets doing what I would do if they weren't here. I mean, they're adults.
I did think about maybe having my mama come because then she could be here. Like, if she came for Thanksgiving, she could stay until, like, we got ready to go on the trip. Then we could just, like, all go to the airport together, and I can send her on her plane on that Tuesday, and we get on our plane. Because it's right before Thanksgiving. So, or, you know, it rolls into it. So I did think about that. But then there is also the, like, well, if my mom comes, then does your mom have to come? And I cannot deal with the two of them together right now.
It's not enough space
for all the mamas. Absolutely not. Absolutely.
So you know what I think about when I think about child parents? I think about a different world.
Yes. Can I tell you, this is way off topic. I don't even know if we're going to get to our topic because we're already 40 minutes in. But
I mean, shit, we were kind of murky on the topic before we started anyway. So
that's okay. Hey. We could just save that for another day.
We can.
But I will say this.
It's our show. Do what the fuck we want.
My mom and his mom were so nice, and then it kind of...
Nice, nasty.
Yes, it turned into nice, nasty, but back to nice. Over the holidays, I don't want to do that again until it is... So the plan, again, was originally this year that we would do Thanksgiving here.
Yes.
But the entire plan was to have an Airbnb.
Yes.
Or hotel. So they could be probably, and the more I think about Airbnb, the more I'm thinking like hotel probably would have been the better way to go. But we were going to do Airbnb because we were going to have our entire like other family member, like my cousins and whatever has come. And then, you know, it's like our parents would have their own space and they could come. Bigger space than the space we had when we did Thanksgiving together last year. So that they could get away from each other should be necessary, which absolutely would be necessary. But when I was 16, me and my best friend at the time, Lavietta, whose birthday is the day before mine, threw our 16th birthday party together. And when I tell you our mothers were about to fight, like roll up your sleeves, throw blows, fight. And there is a small part of me that is afraid that one day our mothers will come to that point. And I don't want to see it. And I don't want it to happen. They're just very different people.
You know
but
what?
They're very type A personalities. And so,
it is like between A Different World and Blackish. Because Jeremy's mom is Rainbow's mom.
Yes.
Yes. Hey, your mom is very much so Dre's
mom. No doubt about it. It probably, but a little more hood, if you can imagine. A little more hood, less churchy.
No. That's that hippie shit. My
mom was not as churchy.
No, you know. It won't be no Praise Black Jesus
at all. Okay.
No.
But I just
I can see that.
And it makes me so makes fucking nervous. Content. And what it is because, like, I see him and, you know, how he deals with his mom, how he deals with me, all that. Like, when you have these alpha women, type A personalities in your life, he is able to kind of just be like, I can move around it. I know when to ignore her. I know, you know. And then you put these women together. And for me and his mom, it's a lot of, I respect your position and who you are.
But also.
And also, like, an elder. So there's kind of a, like, okay.
No. But there's. Because you still have that, but also.
But there's also, like, I will take. It's like how I feel about my mom. I can take your advice, but I'm a grown up and I'll do what the hell I please. So I feel no obligation to do what you say because.
You said,
and because you're a mother. I'm an adult, and I will do what I say, but I'll take your advice into consideration. I'm not going to just do it because you said. Yeah. Oh. But I'm afraid, like, his mom and my mom both being that strong, and when a baby comes to the picture, I know I'm going to have to smack both of them probably. Like, I think about all this stuff, but I think the fortunate part just about being, like, the girl and saying, like, you know, who you tell you're pregnant to first, it'd be like, well, it's my body. We're going to tell my mom. So that's how I planned that. We're going to tell your mom right after. But, like, I thought, like, would you want to put them on a FaceTime call together? Nope. I don't even want to do it. Not because I don't think they like each other, because I think they'll absolutely be civil.
Yeah, it's just a matter of... y'all they babies.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, mama knows best. But hold on, let's stick a pin in it. Uh-huh. We need to take a commercial break we'll come back.
Break. Okay. So we're back. Yeah. And yes. So that I absolutely back to my potential mom. It's just so funny. It's so funny watching them. Also, I'm just such a good observer of people. Mm-hmm. And I think the other part, which I had to have a conversation with my mom after, like, we had Thanksgiving together, which I think helped for Christmas, was just, like, after spending some time with, like, him and his mom, like, just the three of us, or spending time with her and getting to know her more. I'm like, she's just a very specific type of person, right? And, like, and it's just different. And so I'm like, she's a very specific type of person. So I feel like I'd learned how to, like, maneuver within her space. But, like, trying to be with her and my mom together, I was like, that was a lot. Also, yeah. We were, like, not... Me and Jeremy were kind of like fighting.
Yes.
It was just like a whole thing. I was just like,
yes, it was a lot of emotions. It was the most
exhausting thing. And as much as I keep considering, like, how we could still safely do Thanksgiving together this year, the more I'm kind of just like, I mean, clearly it wouldn't be as large. It wouldn't be on my family like it was originally intended. But then when I think of just having me, him, my mom, and his mom together, oh, fuck out of here. Coronavirus might be the best. Happened to us, because I'm also like, I don't want to go to Chicago because it's cold, so it's not like I want to go home for Thanksgiving and then be able to go. And since I haven't been since last year, everybody will I have to go see, and I'm trying to do none of that.
I ain't doing none of that.
I don't want to do any of that, especially since my best friends are coming with me for, well, just two of them are coming with me for my birthday. They decided so. I really miss my mama though. I think I got a little sad when I thought, like, shit, will I not see my mom this year? And it's like crazy because she gets on my ever loving nerve. But damn, she's still my whole ass mama.
Still.
And my sister. Mm-hmm. And I don't like the idea of not seeing them. So, but I also thought, like, what if my mom and my sister came? And his mom. But then we'd have to still get a space because we can't all be in this house.
No. That.
Girl, I go to work so quick on. He'd be like, you off. Mm-mm. They changed it. We're doing Black Friday and all.
Yes.
I gotta go work. Bye. You guys have fun. I'll be back at 7. Oh, I'm working late too.
Yep.
I picked up an extra shift. Your job don't even got shifts. It's new.
It did.
This year.
It did. They trying something out with Corona. Corona. They listen. Everybody's trying to figure out new ways to maximize their employees.
Just this weekend, though. I also was working remotely starting next week.
Right. As of Monday, we're back to our regular schedule.
Yeah.
But
it'll be actually, as soon as we dropped him off at the airport, it goes back to normal. But I feel like you know what? I just feel like I want to put a little extra effort. I want to really show all my skills.
Show the initiative. I really
exactly.
want to take initiative.
I want to take some more initiative. I feel like I've not been doing that. So, I mean, absolutely. Like, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out because I do want to see them, but I think it would have to be those, like, they have to come like Wednesday afternoon. So most of the small could be here to cook, all that kind of stuff, and then go into Friday and then like leave Saturday.
Not even Sunday.
Oh, no. No, no, no. They can leave Saturday.
And your face.
I'm serious.
I know you are. I'm looking at you.
I'm like, is that me?
I'm looking at you while I'm talking about, yeah, they're going to come in for Christmas, stay through New Year's. But that's also because it's just me and I'm not dealing with anybody else.
Yes.
It's my people.
Oh, if it was just my mom, that'd be different. Because, you know, it's also it's those different things when you realize like how you talk to your parent versus how someone else talks to their parent. And we talk to our parents. I mean, we both might make jokes at them or whatever, but I am much more of a parent to my parent. And so sometimes I'm just like, no, mom, we're not doing that.
But
you're
going
to do this. You're going to do this. You're going to do this. Mm-hmm. You know? And like I said, he takes to heart more of what his mom says and her thoughts. You're like, yes. And I care what my mom says, but it don't stop what I do. You know? I'm going to eat what I want to eat. I'm going to do what I want to do.
It's the different relationships.
And I don't want to sit here and watch my man not eat pork for a weekend and kill himself while we smash a ham.
Yeah. You're going to have a turkey ham.
Well, I think he did tell his mom. He finally told her he's been eating pork.
So, you know, I like the swine.
I eat the swine. I think because he's posted something like on Instagram with like bacon. And it was like, yeah, because I eat it. And, you know, but I always mess with him because I'm like, I've offered to buy turkey bacon.
He's I
like,
know.
Nah, put that back. I was like, okay. I haven't had turkey bacon in forever, but it's all I used to eat. I swear, my 30th birthday was the very first time I ever cooked pork bacon in my life.
I know.
So, and it was amazing. And I ain't looked back since.
I know all these things about your life.
Weird, random facts.
I know. Just random shit.
So if you want to play Dad is Show Trivia?
Oh, yeah.
You could win. And you could win a prize of...
A brand new
rubber
can
bear.
Opener.
Rubber bear. I'm trying to look on. What do we got over here?
Face towel. Laundry detergent. Roll of tissue.
You're so funny. I'm looking forward to the holidays, though, but I feel like I'm running into the same problem I always run into. Holidays are expensive.
Okay, so listen.
Why are they so expensive?
I have figured, I've listened. Christmas has now been just very condensed. Why? Because you can't be out here trying to get the Black Friday deals. So if it's not on Amazon for Cyber Monday,
how are we going to get it?
Everything's on back order. Why? Because it was made in China and Corona. Just saying.
That's true.
Just that. And again, we do grab bag for the adults. There's only like two littles.
That's fair.
Well, Caleb, he still gets gifts, so three. But that's another thing, because that teach. Okay, so not Nugget Caleb. Cousin okay. Caleb, you okay. know, I gotta, you know, Caleb's love me, but no. So this motherfucker just turned 17 last Sunday. So I call him.
Yeah, he about to be in a grab bag pool.
Girl, he definitely is. Why he standing six whatever?
Oh, as hell. That's the thing. If you over 6 feet, you in a grab bag, homie.
So I wish him happy birthday. I say. Now, I will send him money. Like, mm-hmm. He was at a basketball tournament out of town. I just deal. Like, I will do that. Like, okay, you know, you out here doing your stuff.
Yeah.
If you go get food, whatever. So I will randomly send him stuff when he's out. So I called him, like, you know, all the happy birthday stuff. And I said, okay, so do you want something? Or do you want me to send you money? Do you want to go shopping? And he says, well, I like expensive things. I said, what expensive things? I mean, if I'm shopping, I'm going downtown. Well, you know what, motherfucker? Let me just go ahead and put this money in your account because you're not my man or my child. Like, that is, because he has gotten to the point where he and Darius now feel like they're my children. And they now, I feel like, wait till I have a baby because I've been trying to cut y'all off. And Darius will call me and wish me happy Mother's Day. I am not your mother. Your brother, Petty. He is ignorant. He's so you are my mother, Darius. We are 1 year, 8 months, 9 days apart.
There's I'm no
not
answer.
Your mother.
Biologically speaking, this could not have happened.
I'm not your mama, not the mama. So they are like in my pocket. So Darius, he's gotten a little bit better. I'm very proud of him. But now this damn Caleb, and he would tell my auntie something. Andy didn't send me no money for my birthday. Ooh. What? Why am I obliged to give you money for your birthday? Sir, I'm going to give it to you, but damn, don't make me out to be your pimp. Like, I'm not your hoe. You are not my pimp, okay?
Exactly.
Just, you will get it when I give it to you. Don't expect shit from me.
Yeah, that's not how this works. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. My mama keeps talking about because her birthday is in November. And I was like, for Mother's Day, you got a necklace from Jared's. You're getting nothing for your birthday. I want you to look down at your neck at that necklace from Jared's. Happy birthday. As a matter of fact, I'm going to buy you a scarf so you can wrap it around your neck on your birthday. Open it up and reveal that Jared's necklace. Ma'am. Now I will say she did give me a birthday present last year.
Yes.
That was the first time mom gave me a birthday present in my 30s. So let's not get excited. I was just like, ma'am, we ain't gonna do that. I give my goddaughter a present. I didn't get Megan's daughter's birthday presents. So I get them Christmas presents. I got to get Jeremy a Christmas present. I hear the PS5 is sold out, even the pre-orders. I really don't want to spend that kind of money on a gaming system.
And wait till all the kinks are worked out anyway.
Yeah, I just like don't see myself spending $500 or $300 or $400 on a gaming system. Like,
and you still got to buy the games. Like,
how does this not come all together?
Like, so it's not like preloaded on there? No. Not at all. I still got to buy the games, but I need the system to play the games because then y'all going to upgrade the games for the new system. Like, bring back the motherfucking Nintendo. I was just blowing these motherfucking cartridges then. Shit.
This is like the most dreaded time of the year. And I feel like every year, I feel like it's going to be different and it never is because I always feel like everything comes up, but my pockets don't change dramatically enough, even when I actually have more money, for it to make a big enough difference, especially because it's like my birthday is within 3 weeks of Christmas. And so I always feel like I end up spending all the money on myself. And I always want to, I don't want to not take care of myself and get the things that I want. And I always come back from a trip like, well, I got 2 cents left. So I have been thinking about, like, I would have to start like buying Christmas presents now. And like allocating money for them now, because that would have to come out of like either this check or the next check so that my other check is all for actually around Christmas.
I work in social services. They don't pay us enough. So
I really don't get paid enough. I tell people like, I'm fine on a budget.
Like, I work in social services. They don't pay us enough. So we just going to do a couple of IOUs.
But I never end up paying them. I was going to get small gifts, too.
No, because they get random shit throughout the year. Like, what?
Yeah.
For it to be so many of us, we're all fucking spoiled and everybody's guilty of it, because especially mama, because nobody says no to her. Like, mommy can call and ask for anything, and you'd be like, okay, last year she wanted this tablet that she saw on HSN or QVC. And she was like, well, I'll send you the money for the, I'll do the flex payments and I'll send you the money every month. Mama, if you don't take this goddamn thing, it'll be delivered on somewhere. Tuesday. Get off my line. Like,
that is so funny.
Hell, my mama just randomly, like I told you, so when they went back to the salon after, you know, COVID, I sent her flowers and she didn't know who the hell they was from. So I called her. I'm like, so now literally, the card literally said, I know that you love flowers. This is to put a smile on the face that looks like my face.
She's like, who in fact has a face like mine?
I said, Tulsa, but I didn't get it. I read it. And then she's on the phone like, guys, those are from my baby. I'm like, get off my phone. Go finish working. I'm so good. You try to do something nice for people, and this is what happens. Shit.
It's like, ma'am, go away. Yeah, I don't know. I do know I'm going to give my sister a gift, and I already know what I'm going to get her because she mentioned it, and I told her, don't get it. I'll get it for Christmas. I mean, so I guess I could say, she already know. It's a Keurig. Oh. I feel like more people should have them, so I'm going to get her a Keurig.
Teresa's always good. She gets perfume. Mama, child, who knows, hell. I randomly sent her fucking Target gift cards because she loves Target like the rest of us. Her birthday is a week before mine, so, I mean, that's double. Kim, who knows? Kim be like, oh, I want workout clothes. Kim, I get it, you work out, but I'm not buying you workout clothes as a gift. So, I don't know. I just don't fucking know. Like, I just don't. I don't know.
Yeah, if, like, I don't know.
The one plus is that I'm single. And if I get a man now, then I feel like that it's too soon in the relationship for us to exchange Christmas gifts.
See? I wouldn't, because let me say, if
hey, for me to buy a gift now, if the spirit falls upon him.
That's what I'm talking about. Because I'm like, let's just show up, not show up with a Christmas gift. And we've been dating since October. Wow.
Oh, yeah. No.
I'm about to say,
hell, if we start dating now on September 27th and my birthday is October 21st, oh, nigga.
That's what I'm about to say.
What are we doing for my birthday?
I'm going to say, did somebody take over your body? Because that's not the Drea.
Oh, no. I mean, as far as me.
Okay. That makes more sense.
So that's why I said, like, exchanging gifts. Exchanging one for another. No. Let's not get this twisted now. It is better to give than to receive, but I like to receive.
That's your love language?
That is, listen, receiving. Okay? How do you want to give it? No, you know what I'm going to give you? A fresh wax box. Welcome. Some nice wet throat.
You know what? Speaking of which, I need to schedule one of those. I took a shower today and I'll be like, yeah, about time.
Oh,
just about
no.
Time.
So last week I tried to go to the spot open to Lavish, and she was like, she was running low on the hard wax. She was like, okay, let me see. So she was like, okay, I could do the top. And then she's like, let me see. She's like, no, not enough wax. I felt like, well, damn.
Oh,
it had only been 6 weeks.
She looked and was like, oh, no, ma'am, we don't have enough wax for this.
Only been 6 weeks.
I'm thinking about trying somebody new. I love how Lavish gets, but let me tell you, the last time I went, it was a new girl. And I feel like no matter who I make the appointment with, the day I get there, I don't know who's going to be there.
Yeah.
And so it was a girl I had never met, and she did something that I hate. She put wax on top of
wax.
The spots. Like,
yeah, after
like,
she double waxed.
And it was like, now sometimes they'll like wax and then they'll put a, like the sticky paper back on the spot. She put hot wax back on it and burned like a part of my inner thigh.
Yeah, I told you that's what happened. So I hadn't gone back. So they did my underarms. I needed a wax, like, because I thought I was going to get some. So I was like, let me get a wax. So I ended up at European because my girl out here was booked. Even though I love my girl, like, Summer gets it right. Yeah, her name is Summer. So Summer gets it right. Like, she gets all the spots. We have our conversations and quick in and out. Boom. I went to European. The girl was cool. You know, she got it or whatever. But I just feel like, I'm still not.
I like Lavish when it's either the older lady, the older heavyset lady, or like that one younger girl, like that's like mm-hmm. her daughter or something, but she's kind of like middle age. She might, you know, she's like middle age or whatever. I like them, but I'll never know. I might have, they have one young girl I haven't seen her in a very long time that she's good, but whoever this new girl is, I was like, I did not like, and I don't want to spend the time to make the appointment and then.
Yeah, so what she's doing is that she's always there, but she's rotating them out. Cause I asked her, I was like, it's just two of y'all. She was like, yeah, things have been slow since COVID. And she's like, so it's just, you know, somebody different every day. Cause I asked her, I was like, where's your niece?
Yeah.
Like, because that's the one that gets in there that I felt like my gynecologist didn't get in there that far. Like,
yeah, she will she pull, was like, your, she pull your lips back.
Yes, she gets it all.
I was like, girl, okay, I didn't even know what was hair in there.
I feel like we're about to go together in a minute.
Like, do I have hair on my cervix? Didn't know.
Lord. I mean, gets it all.
Oh, my God. Yes, I don't know. Yeah. So I started to think about going to the place where I went and got my eyebrows laminated.
Cause I thought Tiny did your eyebrows.
No. I know why you thought that though, because the girl who did it, her shop is named Tinted Artistry. So it looks, and her logo looks a lot like Tiny's.
Oh.
But it's in the same space. Okay. And I heard about it from Tiny. Tiny put it on her Instagram. And so I went there one day since I do it.
Okay.
And so I thought about it because I could just do everything right there. I still don't get my, I still go, you know, where I go to get my pedicures. So it doesn't matter because I could also just go get my wax where I get my pedicures because it's in the same area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I found a new nail salon that I like. So oh,
that's good. It's just so so much less expensive to get my wax at Lavish.
It is.
It's like you're going to save 20 or anywhere it, between, depending on where you go, anywhere between 20 and 50 bucks.
Well, that's because you do the soft wax. I still do the hard, so mine is still 45. My girl charges 50. And if I do a wax pass with her, then I get it. Yeah,
so yeah, like, I do soft wax. Soft wax is with the strips, right?
Yeah,
yeah, I do. I used to do hard wax, but it just grows so finely. That's why I don't go as often because I literally have like little patches. That's it. It doesn't like in my thighs, except the butt part. The butt part is just like I'm gonna strong hair. I grow fast.
Yes, and I be telling them, I was like, no. Like you got to make sure you get the very top of my butt, like where the crack begins. All that. Listen, get it. Oh, you know what? I'm a turnover. Can you put the chest? That no, ain't gonna do
see,
it.
See, and that's what I need. I hate when they make. First of all, let me tell you. And this is when the episode.
You know what
TMI.
I realized?
What
we did? I tell people all the time. Like this is literally our conversations that we allow people to listen to.
Yes, because it's just us talking about. Whatever.
It is. This is it. But yeah. So what do you hate? Oh shit! Sorry, y'all.
I feel some kind of way. Because I had, ever since I started getting waxes, I was used to laying on my back. Now, when my
knees
back was,
chest.
Yes, knees to chest. When it was hurting, I really appreciated not having to do this. But now that my back is feeling better, I want to do, because I can roll back on my shoulders and you can get it from the top and get in there. I feel some kind of way when I have to lay on my stomach. Also because I have such a huge butt. And I have to hold my own booty cheeks open. That's a lot of upper back work that I'm. And it just while you're laying there, it's just the visual of you laying there, just holding
just
your booty
holding
cheeks,
your booty open.
Just holding your booty up, especially
waiting
if you have,
for somebody to waiting for somebody to stick something between them.
Yes, especially when you have nails and some of the meat slip.
Yes, so. Just, I don't go.
You gotta pull them apart again.
Yes, I don't go completely on the stomach, so I will go sideways and hike the leg up.
See, oh, because I definitely can't.
So because I mean, I can still, it's still one knee to chest, but being that side angle, yeah, I prefer that because I mean, knees to chest I can do, but I be feeling like you can see it. Yeah. I know you can because I'm all the way back here. I'm literally about to flip off the table, okay?
And why?
That's how far back I am.
Like, I prefer knees to chest too because there's also just that, like, the in-between by the, what is that, mm-hmm. perineum? Mm-hmm. Like, that space where it's like vagina,
yes.
butt, that sometimes when they're just there, they miss. And when I lift up and they're like, oh, look at that little patch, like right there. Mm-hmm. And especially because I have my booty folds, like I just be like, right there. That's the.
Yeah, no, I always have to make sure Like when I'm sitting there, even in Butterfly, I was like, hold on. And I will put the leg up just a little bit. Like, I need you to get that. Like,
I hate after I get waxed. Intense waxes are.
Men will, some things, and I feel like, and we don't wax for you.
No.
Like, I like a nice waxed cooch because it just feels better. Yes. I don't wear panties and, you know, clothes come in different textures and it just feels good to not have any hair down there.
Especially
and
then also,
yes. But, and then also I live in Texas and I've been putting my fat ass in all these swimsuits. Like, I don't even care. Like, everything. And they all got their real, real V cut. Like, everything out. The only thing that's still in there, I'll be over there trying to make sure the lips don't fall out. Like, you're going to see ass. If one fall out, then you got to, like, try to tuck it back in.
Oh, my God. You try to tuck your coochie lips back in is hilarious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I.
So sometimes if you got a fat cat, that's what she got to do. Don't make that face. They can't see your face.
It was for you. It was for you. It was strictly for you. So I'm trying to. I need to do that this week. I need to do laundry. Like, yeah, just like regular shit. I've been trying to figure my workouts out. My legs are... Why are my legs so hairy? That's not for you. My leg is up here because I'm trying to elevate my foot because it hurts so much. I had to put my leg on top of the desk. So, yeah, that's all I got going on. And trying to figure out holiday shit. I'm going to put that on my to-do list now. I'm going to start making Christmas lists of who we're getting. I'm going to make one with him, too, so we can figure out who are we getting gifts from. Because I'm like, you know, do all the gifts come from the both of us? Does it matter who they, like, you know, is depend? Like, no, this is just for me. This is from us together. Like, you know, like when it's kids' gifts, it comes from us. Mm-hmm. But if it's like my best friend's gifts, it's from, you know, whatever. We'll see.
I mean, it's cute that you have those problems. Like, those are nice problems to have.
It could be worse. You're right. It could be something.
Because totally I keep telling you, dating is the
slums. I'm not saying that yours is worse. I'm just saying it could be worse problems.
This shit is ghetto. Like, let me just say, like, this shit is ghetto. Like, how hard is it for you to be consistent in your communication and your dick? Like, they never add up.
Apparently very. I was just telling him, like, you know, one thing that when we started dating that I appreciated the most was communication. And I was like, but don't get it twisted. The bar is low. The bar is in hell. So I wasn't about to jump through the roof because you called me back. It was just, well, this is nice. Look exactly. It's possible. It let me know it was possible.
Except for those dark moments.
What
dark moments? Your brief moments in the early stages of dating.
I didn't have those with him. Did I?
Friend. How many times we have to come down off the ledge with the your red receipts are on. What are you doing?
Oh,
I can see Instagram says when you're active.
Bitch, but he turned them off and they ain't been on since. You know what? I think it probably saved our relationship. We both just turned our red receipts off. Like, oh, you're turning them off? Me too, nigga.
Because you was like, I'm not saying we have to talk all day. Like, I'm sitting here working. Like, I get it. In the beginning, that was fine. But damn, if I said good morning, I know you sleep late. First it's 3 o'clock. Let's talk about, at some point, you woke up.
Do you take Ginkgo biloba? Why is your fucking memory this good?
Because I remember funny things.
Is that funny to you?
I remember the things that make me giggle.
Well, I feel like it wasn't as deep as I've had it in some with some.
Oh no! Oh no!
You don't hear from for years.
Yeah, no, no.
Days,
decades, niggas, millennia.
Niggas who come out of your house. I never forget the one who left my house because his friend was in distress, and I didn't see him for like 3 days. And he was just like, "Yeah, he was really." I was like, "Oh, when I drove to his house because I was with his shit."
Yeah.
I was ready to risk. I can't believe I drove all the way out to Missouri City. Ready to set some shit off in his Airbnb space that he was renting with the guy still living there. I was ready.
With the air mattress.
With the air. The slums, I tell you, the slums. Woo, I was ready to set it off. Like, I think that's probably the moment I was just like, oh, I'm finna risk it all. Because I'm about to fuck some shit up, aren't I?
Nope. I got one even better.
That I did?
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
When I came down for my interview.
Oh, God. I was nervous. I was. Let me tell you how many times I logged into Bank of America to see how much money was in my savings. I'm like, I'm going to get this girl out of jail. I said, I'm going to have to bail my friend out of prison.
And it was raining. Sitting in the rain. Ready.
You really were. I was like, do you need me to come? You like, no, I got it. Don't worry about it. I was like, oh, God. She don't want no witnesses. That's who you know is bad. She don't want me to ride with her. She don't want no witnesses.
No, I didn't. At that point, I had reached a point of fucking, how do you even have the audacity, the gall, the cojones, the balls? And I'm saying your balls. So how do you have the balls?
If niggas ain't got nothing else, they got the audacity.
The fucking audacity.
It's there. I just be like, look at you, homeless man, with the audacity, though. Just dressed head to toe and audacity.
That's all you have for yourself? That's all you have to say for yourself.
That's all that we have it is the fucking audacity.
Yeah. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. And then the fact that I had that weak moment where I turned around. And I mean, but that was the last time that we slept together. And it didn't require explanation. There was no conversation. Mm-hmm. It was just sex.
I remember. You're like, no, it wasn't a thing. It was
right.
Just...
You were like, so did you get, I said, we didn't even discuss that. We had sex and took a nap.
I was like, oh, okay. Okay. Well, there's that. And that can happen. So.
Yeah. Because I mean, sex for people like, oh, women are so emotional. Not all of us. And at that point, I had already detached from him enough to feel like, this is sex.
See, but I can't do it with somebody I used to love and make it just sex. That's the difference for me. If we just, yeah, like I've had, you know, I had my like little sex buddies, you know, like the one in Chicago. When I would come home, I'd be like, so I'm coming to Chicago. I haven't seen you since last year, but are you still single? Yeah. All right, let's do it. But if I used to love you at one point, I probably can't do it.
I've realized things, and this, we're not going to go into excess. I realized that because most of my relationships don't end terribly, except for that one and the one that lasted too long. Those are the only two that I feel like were terrible breakups. But anybody else, like, I've been able to, me and Alex, we could have been back together if I wasn't as stubborn as I was. And I mean, I was about to say that man happily married, but he's unhappily married. He is like, oh well, he gave her them babies. Have fun. Yeah, Craig, I don't know where he is in life right now. Hopefully he's not back in jail. Dante is somewhere in Atlanta being somebody's baby daddy. You know, I'm just Steve. I don't know what he's doing now. No clue what that fella's up to, but I wish him the best. Yeah, so those, like, I don't have to go back to them, but I had feelings and feel like, oh, if you would have caught me at a good time and I thought about what the stroke game was like, yeah, you might have got a piece of ass. That, it was still fresh. So it was like, okay, we can do this. Like, I'm pissed, but also I'm here now. So let's just do this and get it done. And I didn't have like the, oh, let's do it again. Like, we weren't like hit each other up in the middle of the night because it was convenient. Like, it was just sex and done.
I unfollowed him on everything.
I think, girl, I don't even know where the hell it looked.
I unfriended him because I was like, I'm just trying to tie to seeing your stories. I just felt like it was so fake. Because it's not just like, you know what I mean? It'd be different. It's just like, oh, we don't go together no more. Like, we broke up and like, this is what it was. Da, da, da. And mm-hmm. I moved on, she moved on, whatever. But because of the circumstances behind it, I just couldn't see him be no way with nobody else and like try to pretend like, you know, this is all together. I was just like,
girl, Facebook memories. This time, 2 years ago.
I was just about to talk about like when we went to the murals, I was looking at your hashtags yesterday.
Yes, I said,
the different time will change.
Time. Just throw a little bit of that time in there.
Cause you was there. I was. That's when I was riding out to Missouri City.
Yes,
that's all that was time. Happening. Time. Actually, I had got back from Missouri City because that happened right before I went on a cruise at the beginning of September. So it was like the end of August. But yeah, right at the same time though.
Yes, right on up in there. It was literally, yes, I saw the hashtags. I said, whew.
Well, it still does live here.
It does live here. It does. I mean, and some of them I did delete. Like, I was clearing out photos in, like, my Google Drive. And when I saw, like, the pictures, like, from the murals or whatever, and I got to, like, that Friday night and the pictures, I was like, why do I, like, I look cute. Let me get the ones with just me. Like.
Yeah. I threw that plan away and everything.
Like, fuck your bamboo. Get that juju out of here.
I was killing it anyway, but I was like, fuck that bamboo. Mm-mm. See, that's why I was dying. The Lord be trying to say.
Oh, why don't he do it?
He's like, because how the fuck am I killing the whole bamboo? Bamboos are supposed to be.
Resilient.
Indestructible. But I was killing it. That's because God was like, that ain't about you.
Miracle signs and wonders. The Lord
he said, but you got to pay attention to these signs.
You got to watch. He said, you got to watch and pray.
You can't just pray. You got to watch.
You got to watch.
Two people just be praying. You got to watch and pray.
You
got to
watch. You got to watch. That's what he said. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Oh, that is hilarious.
Yeah, but no, I don't think I haven't worn that outfit since. And I love that fucking jumper.
I didn't even put the outfit on.
No, like, and I have since, like, just, like, saged everything and smushed everything. But it's like every time I get ready to put it on, I'm like, oh, let me not put that on right now.
You're so funny.
I don't know.
You're hilarious.
And if I saw that man, I would start Kiki Palmer. I don't know that man.
Who is that man? I'm sorry to that man.
I'm sorry to that man. I've never seen that man in a day of my life.
Doesn't ring a bell.
No. But ma'am, back in, I am not that same person. I don't know.
I don't know who she is. Who is she?
Who?
That's not me. We just look alike. No. Mm-mm. No. I know she looks like me. However, not me. Sorry to disappoint.
Totally different person. You must have me mistaken.
You have us confused. I am not her. She is not me. We are not us.
We are not the same. Yeah. So. I mean, we both did the deep exhale. Yeah.
Girl, because you got me going down memory lane. Okay. Some places I don't want to go.
It gets a little dark down there.
Yeah, it does. And I want to
let's ease happy. On down the road yeah, the other way.
It's Sunday. I want to stay in a good, happy place.
Oh, wait. Somebody did just ask me if I was going to be hungry after I was done recording.
Okay.
I feel like I'm always hungry.
Look at her. She just ate a pizza, y'all. But she's like, as a matter of fact, I will be hungry.
I know. Okay. I mean, food is always, but damn, ain't none of the good seafood spots open. Boat is not even open on Sunday, is it? No.
Uh-uh. Remember, we found that out the hard
yes.
way.
Because we not. Tried to, yeah.
When your cousin came.
Yeah, yes. And we found the hood seafood spot was closed.
And then we went Sunday. To, yeah. It's not. None of them are open. I hate. One of the worst feelings in the world is when you go all the way out to a restaurant to find out it's closed.
Girl.
And then you Google it to make sure and it is, but you feel like, why the fuck did I Google this before? Because I just thought it would be open. I didn't know it had Chick-fil-A in me.
Right. I feel like, what?
This is like one day he was like, I'm finna go get some Chick-fil-A on Sunday. And I fully let him start getting dressed. I just watched him.
You're so fucking petty.
He grabbed his keys and he was like, it's fucking Sunday. I was like, I was waiting for you to figure it out. Was you just going to let me go? Uh-huh. Because I was like,
had you been gone too long, it would have been a motherfucking problem.
Oh, Chick-fil-A, nigga, it's Sunday. Where was you at? That bitch house here? By that shit. I don't know anyone here. I was like, oh, you're right. I don't know what you be doing on the internet.
Right. Oh, so you had some bitch meet you at the Chick-fil-A that was closed, huh? That's what you was doing. You was parking lot meeting niggas. The fuck you was doing, huh?
Just saying.
Let me find out.
Super random shit. Right. Just be saying the most random shit.
Instagram still work on Sundays. What the fuck was you doing?
Yes.
It was somebody in your DMs. Slide down on both of y'all. Like, just be ready to fight.
For no fucking reason. Oh, excuse me. Sorry, guys. Mm. I forgot we was recording for a second. I did.
I mean, between belching and yawning.
So many bodily functions today.
Listen, if y'all listen to us in this foolishness, let us just say thank you.
You are appreciated. I just made that up right now.
I figured.
You were looking like, what the fuck song? I thought I was going to start singing something I knew. And then I was just like, I don't think this is a real song. But let me keep on going. Just going to gonna keep on keeping on. Da-na-na-da-na-na. That's the 70s version. Oh. Of the song I just made.
Yep. Mm-hmm. See, y'all, we do so well. And then we fall off and do shit. Oh, bitch. I had a bomb ass freestyle the other night. You know, when I get drunk, I be in my zone.
So you either cry or rap. That's where we at.
So I'm about to add freestyle artist to my Instagram bio.
You better not.
I'll be like,
no.
They be like, mm-mm. What? Set me up. I battle anytime, anywhere. After a couple of shots, though. Only after a couple of shots.
Oh my god. Yeah, I need, first of all, I need this to be recorded because I want to see this. I do.
Yeah.
I desire it. I would like to see it.
Yeah, the best freestyles happen when I'm drunk. If I'm sober, you only gonna get like a half a bar. But if I'm drunk, oh, shit got bars. Like, the shit be lit. I think my best one was my last Music on the Yard my senior year. It was Senior Swag to Pretty Boy Swag.
Oh, God.
On the yard, drunk. And that shit was lit. Like, it went, like, for a minute, and I was just in the zone.
Okay.
But, yeah. But it was part of the games that we played. Like, you had to freestyle for 30 seconds. Or was it a minute? Something like that. So, after I had all my drinks, I was like, fuck it, let's do it. Come on. I got it.
You are a hot mess. I can't. No, I can. I'm worried about talking straight, so I'm definitely not even trying to rap.
Oh, this job don't drug test either. So when I go home, I'm gonna come back with some more packages.
Somebody needs to make me a keto brownie. It's not difficult.
You might have to DM that person that sent. Yeah.
Okay.
The person that she sent, because he has like a bakery. So I'm pretty sure that, you know, it's a whole bakery. He just does it on the side.
Because I was going to get somebody to give me butter. Because if I get butter, I can make it myself with the regular. It's just almond. It's literally almond flour instead of regular flour.
So Crystal talks about a butter maker that she has that she uses to press the oil out. I have to find out what it is again.
That would be great. Because I would like to make it myself.
And actually, it wasn't on the episode of The Wreath that I heard it. She was on this Denver podcast, so I'm going to have to find it.
Okay.
And she mentions the exact thing that she uses to press and make her butter.
Yeah. I mean, because let me tell you, if I could make it from scratch, that'd be perfect. The only obstacle I would face
I have two weeds, please?
It's purchasing the weed. That's okay.
How much weeds do I need to equal enough for?
Is it this many weeds or is it this many weeds?
Okay, so let me tell you what I want to do with the weeds, and then you tell me how much. Okay,
is that 2.5?
I got 4 sticks of butter that I want to make with the weeds. So do I need? What size do weeds come in?
They're gonna be like, ma'am, get the hell off my house.
You know what you can do? Leave.
You can leave, ma'am. But wait, I need the weeds.
Hold on, I really want the
weeds. I have so much almond flour at home.
I'm trying to only make the baked goods.
Yes, I'm telling you, that's going to be my only obstacle.
They're going
to
be like,
everything
else. No, but they're going to be like, listen, you sound so stupid. We know you're not the feds.
But also,
you sound too stupid. I don't want to be the person to take advantage of you. So just get the fuck out of here.
I just want to know. You know what? I'm really going to look. I'm sure everything is Googleable. So you find like a Google site that tells you how much weed you need for the equivalent of one butter. I have enough weed smoking friends that I can just be like, hey, I need this much weed. Can you please purchase it for me? I will meet you here and here's the Cash App. I know somebody who does, the one who does the baked goods here, and he said, but the butter was so expensive. I'm like, I don't want no $75 brownie. Fuck out of here.
Oh, that friend?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Because what he was telling me, it was probably like, for like a stick of butter, because you know you put a lot, but then I was like, okay, I can get half a stick because I can just put regular butter in the rest, right? They don't have to kill me. I don't want them to kill me. But I was just like, it was like $50 or something. I was just like, I feel like 25 is a lot. Is that not a lot?
No, because 25, that's
for half for half a stick of butter?
Okay, so you got to think of it this way. It depends on how they cook it down. So think about when people, remember, they don't do dime bags no more. Like,
do they not?
No.
Okay, I've also still never purchased a bag of weed in my life. So no, I didn't know that the dimes went out of commission.
Yeah, I mean, because people just be smoking shit now. I think they buy them by like grams. I don't know. Don't quote me. Don't quote me. Listen, guys, if you know the measurements of the Mary Jane, enlighten us.
Help us
because
out.
Clearly,
we don't know what the fuck
we only
about.
Know how to use it.
Yes.
Because we're girls that are cute and people buy it. And then,
yes. And I have enough friends.
And we also have good friends.
Yes, I have enough friends that smoke so much weed that they, you know, I also don't have friends who like smoke and don't want to share. I have enough friends who smoke weed so regularly that it's nothing for them to give you a blunt. They're like just nothing. Like, here, girl. I've never even had to pay for it. Like, nobody ever asks for money because they just smoke like that.
You know, when I was twisting up the homies' locks back in college, it was that, you know, they was roommates. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Actually, before they was roommates, like, yeah, I've never purchased the weeds.
I never have. I mean, my best friend is like a connoisseur of weed. So
I would smoke with them in the car and I would go to the room and new live and leave them. Like, I'm just here to smoke. I'll meet you in bed when it's time to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. Like,
I've never had to like purchase it. So I don't know where it goes. That's probably why I feel spoiled about it now.
Because like, people, I learned how to roll because a nigga was like, that's some sexy ass shit. If my bitch can learn how to roll, I feel like, well, teach me because I will roll. But now they don't even really smoke all the blunts no more. So now I got to learn how to roll new shit.
I don't even know how to roll. But I like it when it's in a pen though.
Yeah. But no, I gotta learn how to roll like the Fonto leaf. I know what the stuff be called. So if you listening, yes, I be knowing. I just don't know how to the now, mechanics of it all.
But also, we live in the time of COVID now, so I'm not sharing a blunt. So if you roll, this is my blunt. So we gotta figure that out. So maybe I have to start paying for it because I don't wanna pass. I just wanna have it. Thank you.
Also, I can just go to Vegas.
What's in Vegas?
Legal cannabis.
Yeah, that's,
and there's like a restaurant where you can do it like in a meal.
You know what? No, but I won't see her in enough time. You can't. Ooh. You can't see in weed through the mail, can you? That's probably like a federal offense.
Yes. Yes, you cannot. I'm sure that they have their ways of getting it to the dispensaries that does not break any U.S. trafficking laws.
Yeah, you probably
laws.
Have to. Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's why, you know, when I get mine, I have it in the form of food. So it looks like a care package.
I know.
And then they have to be packaged up. Yeah. Mm-mm. So you would have to have somebody... Well, if you're trying to get it sent, they would have to make the butter and then dry ice it and send it to you. So no, that's too much.
That's
just there's enough friends here that do the weeds.
Yeah, we have to do it locally.
Oh damn!
What?
She's still gone. She won't be back till the top of the year.
Yeah.
Well, don't much love back. To you, friend.
She'll be back in December.
That's at the top of the year.
Are we doing Chinese New Year? That's the end of January anyway. I need a nap.
We've babbled long enough. Listen, y'all. It's like an hour and a half. All right. So clearly, this episode was fluff.
But it was fun.
What can you do? It's our show. If we want to catch up, that's what the fuck we gonna do. Why? Because I miss my friend.
I do miss you. We should go do. We should go out to eat this weekend.
I am so for it.
I know. All I had to do was say food, and you were like, plus me.
Ooh, can I grab your new titties before you lose them?
Yes, because they will be gone soon. I can already tell. Because part, I could feel the...
Uh-oh, getting a little gappish again.
They'll be gone soon.
And I'm finally filling a whole cup. I was like, look at that. I got a full A. Just a full A.
Yep, nope. I'm going back down to a C. My D's are on their way out.
Yeah, so no, we can do that. We can definitely do that. If there's food involved and alcohol, I'm so there.
Yes. Right. Then sometime next month, we will be having video accompaniments to our podcast. Probably. We will.
We'll be virtual until a friend, because I can't record in a shield. Like, that's just retarded. So
we will. Why not?
I'm not recording in the shield.
Okay, we're going to be recording virtual for the rest of the year, guys. Mm-hmm. But in January, we might be recording together. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm not recording in the shield.
Okay.
I said a clear shower liner between us.
How do you hang? You got to hang that from the ceiling. That's a lot. We're trying to make as few modifications to my home. No,
you put it on a rack.
Where does the rack go? Where you get a rack from?
Oh, I left one in the garage, but we don't have a garage no more, so it's gone.
Nigga, we had a garage for 6 months, 7 months.
No. And now, I don't know. So yeah, we'll be recording Zoom.
Yes. Or what is this, Zoom? Yeah.
Yeah, this is Zoom. We're back on Zoom now. Skype is done.
It is. So this is better now. You have your mic, so I can hear you much better.
Mm-hmm.
Like regular. So
yeah, I'm back.
I know that my sound is messed up because I've been leaning back and I forgot so many times that we were recording that I was leaning. Mine too.
You see,
I was like nowhere near the mic, and I was like, "Oh shit, you probably got
like you can hear me talking to you over here." But also,
I know I was like,
"I'm pretty sure I sound better talking to you here."
I was like, "Dee dee dee dee." I was like, "Oh yeah, we're recording." I should probably
because we were just been chatting. So look, y'all. This is typically the part where we get ready to go into hotivities. And I don't think, well, whole tip, of course, you know, if you are a man and you want to, you know, have a woman taste your cum, work on your diet, drink some water, add some fruit, add some vegetables, because no one wants battery acid.
No Takis.
I promise you. I mean, we deal with Black people, so no hot Cheetos.
That's going to be a hard ass.
No hot Crunchy Curls.
Oh, well, shit. You're asking Chicago you can, niggas. You can have them.
You can have them, but do so in moderation. Like, make sure that you're still eating your fruits and veggies and definitely drinking your water. Because if your cum touches my tongue and it says, like, battery acid, I'm going to spit it back out on you. I don't care. Like, you deserved it. And hopefully you learned your lesson. Also, manscaping. Women do appreciate some nice manscaping.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to be down there sucking balls and dick, and then I got to go and floss your hair out. Like, that's nasty. Trim that shit down.
You're hilarious.
I'm just saying. These are practical things that people should do to be considerate when having, you know, sexual relations with others. If you want to engage in sex with other people, then just take some common, you know, I don't know. Just do right. And women, don't let fuckboys nut on your face, okay? It might break you out. Yes, you know, condoms feel a little funny, but you know what else does? Banana. Gonorrhea. So, you know, protect your pussy, protect your face. Fellas, I mean, also protect your dicks too, because some of these women, they do their birth control like they're eating Tic Tacs or playing tic-tac-toe. So, you know, if you can't have a baby with her, wrap it up, because they be scheming too. Women, also, these niggas is just offering to put babies in people. So also protect your uterus, because yes, the last thing you want to do is have a baby by a nigga that is trash. And then you're going to be a single mama with a trash-ass baby daddy.
That's actual and factual.
It is. So, you know, those are the whole tips for this week. I don't have a hotel or a whole fail. I will have a hotel next week.
Oh, God.
I'm because I thought of it now, but yeah, so I'll save it for next week.
Yes.
As always, follow us on all of the things. It's in the bio. I'm not even going to have her repeat them
this week because
we've talked long enough. So all the things in the bio, the email, you know, just do it. Okay. Remember to tell somebody. You may not want to give them this episode as their first episode to listen to, but you know what? This is episode 26. So there's 25 other episodes that you can actually, you know, share with someone else. Just don't send it to my mama, because she, well, let's just not. Other than that, today is Sunday. You're listening to this on Tuesday. And the sun is shining in Texas. I'm sorry if you live somewhere where it's cold, but also don't come here because we're full.
We are full to capacity, and the tap water.
Especially if you're from Chicago.
The tap water might have a micro
brain eating amoebas.
Yeah, so we don't know. We don't know how long we're going to be here.
I mean, honestly. So, yeah, that too. Watch your water. Drink spring water, alkaline water. Watch the tap, unless you're in Chicago. So Chicago does have some of the best tap water.
How do people not understand that? I'd be like, it's not until I left home. I'm like, yeah. People are like, ugh, tap water. I'm like, shit, I grew up, tap water good. Then I moved
Chicago
to other
places. Tap water.
Then I moved to other places, and I was like, oh, this is why y'all don't drink tap water.
Right. I feel like in Nashville, their water is so fucking chlorinated.
Oh, my God. I used to hate even showering.
And yes, and like, I broke out for the longest.
All the time. I'd be like, what is in this water?
Yeah, so.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So, guys, yeah, if you're in Chicago, you know, turn on the tap. Drink up. You guys stay safe, okay? We're still living in Trump's America, and obviously they just showed us that they don't give a fuck about Black women, but I'm not even going to go into that today because it's hurtful. So protect your headspace, love on your people, and be good to one another, because we all we got, honestly.
Pretty much.
And that's just that. I have nothing else. I can't, nope.
Yeah, don't get yourself upset, friend. Thank you guys for joining us, and we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.